Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Victorious Living. What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are just grateful to have you with us this day. Yeah, we are just grateful. Yes, yes, yes. We thank God for you and we thank God for you. Yes, yes, yes. We are just grateful today. We bless his holy name. We bless his holy name, huh? What a mighty God. What a mighty God. Go get your water. Go get your water. Yeah, yeah. We know the importance of drinking plenty of water. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We know we always start off with our concerns for our communities and our prayer. This is your host, yours truly, Minister Janice. Yes, yes. Yeah, can't forget that. Yes, yes. It is so important to just go through all the protocols, huh? Very important. Again, we just want to say thank you for being here with us. Victorious Living Ministries on this Good Friday. Yes, 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 yes. We know that this is the day that God has created for us. If you are a true believer in Christ, you know all about Good Friday. Romans 8 and 18 tells us, "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Let me read that again. Let me read that one more time. Romans 8 and 18 says, "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Talking to you, the believer in Christ. Yeah. We want to lift up our communities, lift up families. I want to lift up this nation. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God, for this day. Master, we are just grateful for this very breath that you have allowed us to breathe, oh God. Master, we are just grateful. We are grateful, oh God, for our thoughts, oh God, that are there, clear, that are pure, oh God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for the ability to speak. Oh, Master, we are just grateful. We thank you, God, for our mind, oh God. Yeah, for clarity, oh God. Oh, Master, we thank you, God. We thank you for the eyes, oh God, that you have allowed us to have so we can see, oh God. Yeah, we thank you, Master, for arms that enable us to move, oh God, become mobile, and we can do things, oh God. We thank you, God, for the legs that you have allowed us to have, God. We can walk to and fro, God. Oh, Master, we are just grateful today. God, we come lifting up this nation, God, lifting up our leaders to you, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to hold them, God. Hold them, oh God. Hold them all accountable, God. Accountable to you, God. Not to us. Not to the country, but to you, God. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon all our leaders, God. Yeah, leaders that we see, the leaders that we don't see, leaders that we don't even know. Just leaders, oh God, who lead us all in the communities all over the land. Oh, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, to lift up bereaving families, God. Touch them, God. Hold them, oh God. Hold them in your hands, oh God. Oh, let them know, God, that you love them, Master. Please, oh God. Send us, God. Send us. That we may share a word with them and we may encourage them also. We will be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor in your holy name. Amen, amen. And we thank God. Oh, we are just grateful today. We are grateful for the many blessings that God has showered upon us. Nobody else could do it. Nobody else could do it like the Lord. Nobody could do it, huh? Nobody could do me. You know, I said all day long I've been with Jesus. All day long. My lips have uttered praise all day long. Hallelujah. I've been with him. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Glory to God. What a mighty God we serve. He is awesome. If you just take time to spend with him, just get to know him, just to be quiet and listen in the stillness of the day, in the stillness of the night. Glory to God. He's talking. He's talking to us. All we have to do is listen. Yeah, yeah, just listen. Now, we know that we have been studying the family, and we just want to move quickly into the family. Mm-hmm. As we continue to discuss the family, we want to just take a moment to expound on brotherhood. Mm-hmm. Brotherhood in the family. Yeah, brotherhood. Yeah, guys. Mm-hmm. The ones where you spend time together and create a bond. Yeah, you create a bond. And it's usually called a brotherhood. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You share problems. You share ideas. You even share jokes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You even can laugh. You laugh together. Yeah. Oh, and let's not forget the meals that you share together. Yeah. Some of you are really good cooks. Really good cooks. Yeah. Let's not forget some stories that are told. Some stories that make you laugh and bring joy to you. And then we have those stories that are very sad and sadden our hearts and cause us many times to cry. Yeah. Brotherhood. Brotherhood, a place where you can go and you can be a boy, you can be a man, either one. Either one you want to be. And it's relaxing. And it's okay. Yeah, if you want to be a man and then you want to go into being a boy right now at this moment, it's okay because you're in the brotherhood, huh? Yeah, yeah, yeah. A place where you feel secure, huh? Yeah, look at this. So we want to just turn quickly to the book of Matthew's. And we want to start with Matthew's chapter 26. I'm going to start with verse 17. And if I may choose a title that I would really feel fitting for this lesson, it would be Unfinished Meal. Yeah, Unfinished Meal. So as we start, verse 17, and it says, on the day of the festival of the unleavened bread, I'm reading from the New Living Bible. The disciples came to Jesus and asked, where do you want us to prepare the Passover meal? Yeah. Now, we see that Jesus is together with his disciples. Mm-hmm. Yeah, his disciples. Yeah, right, the disciples. Verse 18 says, as you go into the city, he said to them, you will see a certain man. Tell him, the teacher says, my time has come, and I will eat the Passover meal with my disciples at your house. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at that. Look at that. My time has come. It's here, y'all. My time is here. Mm-hmm. Jesus is talking. Yeah, Jesus. Here we see Jesus with his closest friends, the disciples. They were aware of the festival of the unleavened bread. Yeah. Yeah. The festival that took place the 8th day of the Jewish festival is in Exodus chapter 12. Yeah. They were aware. They were aware of this particular event. So it says in verse 19, so the disciples did as Jesus told them and prepared the Passover supper there. Mm-hmm. He had already told them where to go, and he had already told them who to look for. He had already gave detailed information. Yeah. So we're talking about the brotherhood, the family. Yeah, the brotherhood. The family, yeah. And as you go into the city, he told them, you will see a certain man. Mm-hmm. And he says, tell them that the teacher says, my time has come and I will eat the Passover meal with my disciples at your house. Now, listen at that. Jesus has said, I'm coming to your house and this is where this meal is going to be prepared. Yeah, look at that. Look at that. Mm-hmm. Jesus is talking to the disciples. He's talking to them very plain, and he's talking to them very simple, and he's giving great detail. Yeah, listen to that. Just as he speaks to us today. Detail, that's Jesus. Instructions, that's him. Yeah. He can give detailed instructions to us. But the key thing is, do we follow when he speaks to us? He's talking all the time. Yeah, he doesn't just talk to one group of people or one person over here. He talks to everybody who's willing to listen. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he's talking to them, and he's telling them about being involved in his Father's business. Yeah. This is what he was really up to. He was being involved in what his Father wanted him to do. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Yeah, so verse 19 says that the disciples did as Jesus told them, and he prepared the Passover supper there. Okay? It is great when you have followed instructions and when you have listened, when you were spoken to. Mm-hmm. Have you been told to do something, but you refuse to listen and you refuse to even follow the instructions? So whose fault is that? Whose fault if you don't get that reward that you've been trying to get? Whose fault if you don't get that job? Whose fault if you can't get the finance that you've been trying to get? Whose fault is it? It's all about you. It's all your own. Yeah. It's all your own. Verse 20 says, even Jesus sat down at the table with the 12. The brotherhood. The brotherhood. Yeah, look at that. The brotherhood is sitting down at the table. Family. A place where they could come together. Uh-huh. And a boy could be a man, and a man could be a boy. Come on now. Yeah. But you were relaxed. You can cry. Uh-huh. You can laugh. And it would be okay. Yeah. Sitting down together with the 12. Mm-hmm. The 12 who were very important to him. Glory to God. The 12. Look at that. So 21 says, let's see, 21 says, when they were eating, he said, the truth is, one of you will betray me. Mm-hmm. Listen at that. Mm-hmm. So here we see, let me go back to verse 20, when it says, it came evening, Jesus sat down with the 12 at the table. These were his buddies. These were his the family. This was like a family. Yeah, they had created this bond. So it was a family type thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like we say, my man, yeah, my partner. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Think about it like that. That's the relationship Jesus had with his disciples. Very close, very close. You had my heart. You got my back. Come on now. Stay with me. Stay with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So 22 says, greatly distressed, one by one, they begin to ask him, I'm not the one, am I, Lord? Now, what one are we talking about? Go back to 21, and he says, one of you will betray me. So see, when we talk about the word betray, we know that betray means that you go against me, you go behind me, you are not for me, but you're smiling with me, you're hugging me, you're embracing me, but your heart is far away from me. Glory to God. This is what he's talking about here. Yeah, yeah. Ever seen that? Ever had somebody hug you like that? Ever had someone give you a kiss knowing that they were not for you? They were not with you, but they shook your hand and they said that they love you and they would be with you anytime you need them, anytime. All you had to do was call them. Huh? But oh, when they look and see that that's you, huh? Look at that. What would they do? Yeah. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. Just the opposite. Mm-hmm. So in verse 22, it says, greatly distressed, one by one, they begin to ask him, I'm not the one, am I, Lord? So they wanted to know. They really wanted to know. They wanted him to really sincerely tell them because they knew that he knew. Yeah, he knew all things. Glory to God. Yeah. So in 22, it says, he wanted to know. He said, am I not the one, Lord? Am I the one? Mm-hmm. So here we see in 23, he replied, one of you who is eating with me now. Now, you can't get any plainer. Somebody sitting here right now with me, somebody who's dipping their bread into the gravy is going to betray me. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Right now, not later, not yesterday, not next week, but right now, you're sitting right here. Okay? This is what he's saying. Verse 23. Yeah, one of you. So verse 24 says, for I, the Son of Man, must die. He's letting them know. I'm the Son of Man and I must die, as the scripture declares long ago. But how terrible it will be for my betrayer. Far better for him if he had never been born. Look at that. Look at that. So he's telling you. He's laying it all out. He said, I know what I got to do. Yeah. I know what my father has planned for me to do. Look at that. But he says, he's talking about one who will betray him. And he says, but the betrayer, yeah, but the one who will betray me, what he says. He said that it would be better for him if he had never been born, if he had never laid eyes on this earth, if he had never breathed a sound of breath at all. Glory to God. Look at that. Verse 20. Let's go. Verse 25. He said, Judas, the one who would betray me, who would betray him, also asked, Father, teacher, I'm not the one, am I? Not think about it. Think about it. The one who's plotting and planning, plotting and planning to come in your house and destroy your home, upset everything, upset all your children, upset your ministry, upset your life. Want to know, am I the one? Am I the one? I'm sitting here with you. We went shopping together. Come on now, think about it. Am I the one? I prepared the dressing. I cooked this meal. I bought the drinks. I did what I was told. Am I the one? Yeah, and we see it. We see it today. We see this. He says, and Jesus told him, he said, you have said it. He said, you said it yourself. You said it. Very wise. Very wise counsel. He paid very close attention. And the most significant part of Jesus was he listened. He listened to his father. He listened. Yeah. He followed instructions. But he also listened to man. When we would speak, he listened to us. Yeah. Never think that he's not listening, because he does listen. Glory to God. 26 says, 26, where we are, as they were eating, Jesus took a loaf of bread and asked God. He asked God's blessings on it. And then he broke it. He broke it in pieces. And gave it to the disciples, saying, he said this to them. He said, take it and eat it, for this is my body. Now listen to this. Now let's back up a minute. We were talking about the one that was sitting at the table with us. Now we know who they are. But would we jump up and grab them? Or would we go get the gun and ready to shoot them? What would we do? Look at what Jesus is doing. Jesus moved on. Yeah, he moved on. He even warned them. He told them that he knew. He was aware of the plot. And he also said that the one that will betray him would wish that he would never have been born. It was better that he would had never been born. Yeah. So he's giving you all kind of warnings where you can really back out. You know, a lot of times you have a lot of rope. You can back out. You don't have to continue on with the plan. Yeah. You can make a change. You can make a change right now. How many times have God warned us? He desired to share his body with us as living sacrifices. How many times has he wanted to do that? When we have a Judah waiting in the wing, smiling and kissing and hugging. He's smiling and kissing and hugging you. And all the time letting you know that he loves you. But he loves you with the false tongue. He loves you with the kiss of death. That's the love that he has. Verse 27 says, and he took a cup. He took a cup of wine and he gave it. He gave them and said, each of you drink from it. Glory to God. Each of you drink from it. For this is my blood, which seals the covenant between God and his people. It is poured out to forgive the sins of many. Hallelujah. Can anybody shout on that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Can you imagine sitting at the table? Brotherhood, sitting at the table, dipping and sipping. Look at this. Look at brotherhood. But the enemy is ever present. Every time you try to do good, the enemy is there to destroy. Look at that. Look at God. But he stays focused. Yeah, he talks about the covenant agreement, the sealing of that agreement, sealing of the covenant agreement of the forgiveness could only come through the blood. Only through the blood. Hallelujah. Through the blood, I say. Through the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Yeah, through the blood. Verse 28, and it says here, Glory, I get excited. I get excited. Hallelujah. Mark my word. I will not drink wine again. Listen at this. Listen at this. Verse 29, mark my words. I will not drink wine again until the day. Listen to this. Glory to God. Woo! I got happy when I saw this. I will not drink wine again until the day that I drink it, the new. He's talking about the new wine with you in my Father's kingdom. Glory to God. Did you get that? Talking to the brothers. Talking to family. This is family. Yeah, yeah. What a time. What an event that's going to be. What a celebration. Yes. It's going to be a celebration. It's going to be a shouting. Sitting at the table of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, having a taste of the new wine. Hallelujah. The new wine, I said, which will be representing the forgiveness of, I got to get personal. I say my sins. It's our sins, but I say my sins. Glory to God. My sins. That I made it over. I made it over. That's what that's going to mean for me. I made it over, and I'm sitting at the heavenly table. Glory to God. Sitting at the heavenly table. Now, in verse 30, it says, then they sang a hymn, and they went out of the mouth of Holland. Wow, what a remarkable time. Even though the enemy was ever present. See, when the enemy comes and he shows up, God oversees that. Yeah, God already knew he was coming. God even knew that he was present. But we stay focused, knowing that God is our Redeemer. He is our Savior. Yeah. They marched on out. Mm-hmm. What a time. They marched to the Mount of Olives. They marched. Yeah, what is the Mount of Olives? The Mount of Olives was the place where Jesus was crucified. Yeah, where Jesus gave his sermon known as the Olivet Discourse. Mm-hmm. And this is found in Matthew 24 and in Mark 13 and Luke 21. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, what a time. What a time that's going to be. Yeah, when I'm able to sit at the table. Yeah. That's what he said. He said, mark my word. Now y'all, you need to mark that. You need bookmark it. Mm-hmm. He said, I will not drink wine again until the day I drink it. Mm-hmm. He gonna drink it new. And he said he gonna drink it with you. He talking to us. He talking to the church. True believer. Let me say that. The true believer. Glory to God. The true believer, one who has been seeking God, one who is desiring to have a relationship, one who calls on God, one who walks upright, one who wants to be holy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's who he's talking about. That's who he's talking to. Yeah, this is the invite. Yeah, this is the invite to the brotherhood. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. But at that time, we all are going to be. We're going to be there, family. Family is going to show up. Glory to God. Yeah. It's going to be sisterhood, too. Glory to God. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adores him. What a mighty God. Yeah. What a mighty God. When that day. Fairly well. In that great getting up morning, I said it's going to be fairly well. Yeah, it's going to be joy when I think about it. Joy when I think about the time that I will have sitting at the table with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is what he said. This is his promise right here. This is his promise to us. Yeah, right here. He said, mark my words. Mm-hmm. I will not drink wine again until the day that I drink it new with you. New wine. He didn't say anything about old wine. He said new wine. Hallelujah. New wine. He says in my Father's kingdom. Hallelujah. Will I see you there? Will you be at the table? That's the question. Are you going to be at the table? Are you going to be there? Huh? Are you preparing to be there? Are you walking in a way that you will be there? Huh? Or are you playing Judas? Are you hugging and you kissing, plotting and planning? What are you doing to get there? Father God, in the name of Jesus, help us, oh God. Help us to prepare ourselves that we will be there at the heavenly table. We will be grateful, God, to give you all the praise, give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We look forward to you being again with us Friday. And, of course, God's favorite ministries on Sundays. You have a great resurrection day. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. If you know him, you got something to praise him about. Hallelujah. Resurrection Sunday. Glory to God. Yeah, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has prepared the table. Can I see you at the table? Amen.